W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Underway right now, the Israeli War Cabinet's second meeting in as many days following Iran's attack on Israel. Considering whether and how to respond to that attack, where more than 300 Iranian drones and missiles were fired at Israel, but most never reached their targets, 99% of them intercepted with the help of the U.S. and other allies. Jury selection begins this morning in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump. ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
The standard is not, do you know who the defendant is? That's not what it is. The standard is not, do you know anything about the case? The standard is, can this person objectively evaluate the evidence? And that's where it's going to be tricky.
Hundreds of potential jurors have been summoned for this, the first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president. They'll be asked 42 questions, including whether they've attended a Trump campaign event or follow him on social media. This is ABC News. Four people now under arrest after the disappearance of two Kansas women.
Veronica Butler was headed to Eva, Oklahoma from Hugoton, Kansas, March 30th to pick up her children. Her friend Jillian Kelly was with her, but they never made it.
Several people in this area, northwest Oklahoma, southwest Kansas, have reached out and done everything they can to give us as many tips as they can to help us.
Hunter McKee of the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says four people were arrested Saturday in connection with the women's disappearance. Yesterday, two bodies thought to be those of Butler and Kelly were discovered. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Biden administration announcing nearly $6.5 billion in aid to Samsung to build a new computer chip research and manufacturing center in Texas at the weekend box office.
Whatever happens, we don't quit.
No quit in the new movie Civil War, taking the top spot with nearly $26 million in ticket sales in its opening weekend. That pushed Godzilla Kong, the new empire, to second place. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 340 people in northwest Wisconsin will lose their jobs when window factory Jeld-Wen closes in Hawkins later this year. The company plans to move its Wisconsin production to its factory in central Illinois. The move will reportedly save the company at least $7 million. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession faster than ever. A new Department of Public Instruction report says 40% of new teachers leave teaching or leave Wisconsin after 6 years. And it's not just the low pay.
They're still being asked to take their work home with them, to work over the weekends. They're often being asked to teach both in person and virtually, sometimes simultaneously.
State School Superintendent Jill Underly says Wisconsin has enough surplus money to fix the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks get blown out in Orlando. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks wrapped up the regular season with an ugly loss to the Magic, 113-88. Damian Lillard was back from an adductor injury. Doc Rivers asked why he benched him in the second half.
I just didn't like how he was moving, honestly. I didn't like the way he was moving the first half. He took a bad step, and I just didn't like the way he was moving. I'm just being straight with you. I just figure if you sit them, you can't be wrong.
Up next, the Bucks will host the Pacers in a best-of-seven playoff series, Game 1 Sunday at Fiserv Forum. Baseball. The Brewers lost to the Orioles 6-4 Sunday, but won the series in Baltimore. They host the Padres tonight. In golf, Scottie Scheffler wins his second green jacket at the Masters.
It's hard to put into words how special this is. It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging, and to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
Scheffler winning by four strokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 60. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Wednesday with rain heavy at times, up to an inch or more possible from tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. A beautiful Monday morning out there. Spring is here. Get out and enjoy it. We got Jenny Van Lannenberg from downtown Green Bay coming up right now. We've got Amanda Johnson from the Howe Resource Center Rally for a Reason fundraiser coming up. We've got Jennifer Nowicki, Small Business Spotlight, Cultivate Taste. We've got former Green Bay Packer defensive back Jared Bush coming out and talk about blow. No, talk about
bio.
Top.
Help. It's called blow. It's a blowout hairstyle salon.
Yes. All right. Bio blow?
Nope. Blow. Nope.
Oh, that is. That's an L. It's
blow. Oh, just blow. Okay.
B-L-O. Yep. It
looks like an I from here.
Yes, it
but
does.
But it is. Okay. Blow.
Yes. All right.
Well, I don't think it's blow, but.
Well, it is B-L-O, B-L-O-W.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
Well, I don't know who typed that.
Jared's going to kick your.
I typed it. It's called blow. That's what it's called, but it's not blow.
Hey, Jen.
It's blow dry bar.
Like I said, I'm sorry you have to.
But it's this is a great conversation.
Your parents fight awesome. In front of you. Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
So it's blow.
The name of the name of it is
blow. Get this. It's blow dry bar, but it's not blow dry bar. So it's blow dry bar.
No. Okay. No. It's blow dry bar.
Okay, we'll talk to Jared. All right, well, let's welcome our guest who's in studio.
It does have the word blow twice, though, right?
It does.
Back to back.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
One could read it as blow because it's back-to-back.
One might unless they kind of thought about it a little bit.
Too much?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, anyway, we're going to talk about something that makes a lot more sense, trash bash.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about adopt a block. Easy to understand.
Jenny Van Lannenberg, Green Bay. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, good morning,
nice
guys.
Nice to see you.
Yes, great to see you too.
We had a great time with you guys the other night at the International Food Circuit thingy.
Yes, the food tour. It was a great success, a great chance for people to come downtown and try out all our awesome restaurants. Got a little taste of the world in just a few hours.
It was a beautiful night. It was just great. Rode the trolley, did the whole thing. Yeah. What would you, okay, Jenny, can I ask you off the wall question?
Oh, I don't know.
She's good.
Let's say you were
12 minutes.
Okay. Let's say you were doing that night with a friend.
Yeah.
You and a friend. We're going to go to the different places. And you got the trolleys, which are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. And your friend came and sat with you in the seat.
Jeez.
In the trolley. And you asked her to move.
Okay.
Or she asked you to move. If you sat with her, would you be offended? If she said, there's an open seat back there.
I wonder what was wrong with me.
Right.
No, Jenny, your friend might have been saying, look, you're, not you, Jenny, but your friend might have been like, we're both a little larger than we should be, and there's an empty seat two rows up. Why don't you go sit there? We have a little bit more room. And
once you're already sat next to her,
we're going to see each other tomorrow morning anyway.
And the entire bus sees it that they're asking you to move.
Did they think there was trouble in paradise or what?
How would you feel?
I don't know.
Thank you, Jenny.
I would be like, you know what? That's a really good idea. That's a really good idea.
He asked me to move. I sat with him. I sat in the seat, and all the people saw, he asked me to get up and move, so I didn't sit with him.
Okay. Hey, whatever. All right.
But did you make up for it at one of the next stops? Did you share sangria together or anything like that?
We did. We went. Right. We came back. We hung out for a little while.
Whatever. I'm just asking.
It was great.
It was a wonderful event that you put together.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you know what? I have another one for you coming up.
Let's hear.
On Thursday. And right. I know you guys are already signed up.
Yep.
So you better get ready. I brought you your garbage pickers today to get you all set.
Let's hear it.
So, yes, Earth Day is coming up next week. It's actually a week from today. The technical Earth Day that we celebrate, you know, all around the world, trying to do things to help our Mother Earth, right? But downtown Green Bay is going to be one step ahead. We are hosting our event on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
We are going to have anybody that's interested in helping out come at like I said, 1 o'clock, Whitney Park. Then you'll be assigned a zone with you and, you know, several other people. We'll break people up into groups, all different zones in the downtown district, as well as the old Main Street district. And your job is going to be to get out there. You'll get some gloves, pickers, trash bags. And
Jim and I are doing it.
Pick up the litter.
We're cleaning Whitney Park.
Yep. Well, it's actually outside of Whitney. We start there, but everybody spreads out. We really try to get cover our whole districts that day. It's really great. It's kind of like the good, deep spring cleaning that we can get to make sure.
All right.
That's we're doing
awesome.
Area,
1 o'clock. So we meet at Whitney Park.
I got to be honest with you on one thing.
Get our equipment instructions
just
at 1 o'clock.
Jim?
Yeah.
I don't pick up dog doo-doo. Oh. I don't do that.
Well, then you don't want to go to Whitney Park.
I know.
That is a dog park, John.
I've lived my entire life never doing that.
That's because he's from Nugani. They don't do that.
But spend the rest of my life.
If you find somebody, I'll put my phone number on the thing. You can call me up. I'll go clean it up.
Thank you.
I'll do that.
I don't do that.
I do.
I will never be that guy walking behind his dog carrying stuff.
That's part of the responsibility of having a dog.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not going to do it. Okay, that's fine.
Did you change your kids?
Okay. We let our dogs do whatever they want to do, wherever they wanted to do it back in the day.
And then what about the yard when the kids went out to play or when neighbors came
fertilizer.
Over?
So, Jenny, how many years have you guys been doing this?
Oh, we've been having this event for several years now. I don't remember.
I want to think Earth Day started when I was, like, in school back in the 70s.
Man, Yes.
Was it? It was
Mr. Tisler was our science teacher in sixth grade, and he was all in on Earth Day. All in.
That's when it started.
But almost like
our generation.
But
you're young. How old are you, Jenny? I don't want to ask how old you are. But you're not our age, right?
No.
You're a lot younger.
A little bit younger.
You could be like our daughters, couldn't you? You could be a daughter to us.
But Johnny,
we're so old. What's wrong with you?
What this guy did that he shouldn't have done.
There it is. 1970. Thank you, Todd.
Okay.
I remember that. I'm not even kidding. I was in the eighth grade. And I still remember the start of Earth Day.
I tell you what, though. He scared us that the world was going to end. I remember being so freaked out. Instead of saying, hey, look, as a responsible, you know, person living on this earth, we got to, you know, treat Mother Earth. But he, like, scared us. We're in sixth grade, and he just freaked us out about this world's going to end if we don't do this. And he was total big, just way, way out there.
Do you know what I think, honestly, was the biggest impetus for Earth Day?
Well, Gaylord Nelson.
I don't know who that is. But anyway, you want to know what it was? What?
Okay.
It was the commercial with the Indian with the teardrop going down his face. Do you remember that? You don't remember that?
No. So in my era, it was reduce, reuse, recycle was the big messaging we had as I was growing up.
Yeah, stop, drop, and roll.
I wish that
get under your desk.
Was still
nuclear holocaust
the big message.
Is coming. No, ours was there was this Native American, this Indian.
Well, he really wasn't.
Oh, he was, too.
No, he wasn't. He was everybody thinks that. He was not a Native American Indian. He looked like it because he had the feather and all that, but he wasn't. He was, like, from India.
No, he wasn't, Jim.
Yeah, he was.
He was, like, Cherokee or something.
Nope.
I'll bet you.
Go ahead.
I'll bet you $10 right now.
God, I don't know what I could do with all this money. Okay, go ahead.
So, anyway, they had a thing where it's, like, this Native American walking in his land, and then he walks this river, and it was, like, totally, completely polluted and everything. And he's looking at it, and he's got a tear coming down his face. And it didn't even say anything. And that was 1970, and that's like the start of Earth Day.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's true.
Do you remember that commercial?
I wasn't born until 78. So you can do the math on that.
Okay.
Todd, do you remember that commercial?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Okay, for our listeners, John woke up late today, but Gaylord Nelson American politician.
He was the governor, wasn't he?
Okay, you just said Whizzy.
Well, I know, but I mean, I was okay. You got to remember, though, I grew up in Michigan. George Romney was our governor. Yeah. I didn't know anything about Wisconsin politics.
All right. He was the founder of Earth Day.
Gaylord Nelson was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You weren't listening in school. John.
Oh, my God. Hang on. The man in the commercial was not the good text here. Was this from Utah or?
I looked this up because I believe Jim was right.
I knew I was right. Everybody knows this.
Was not a Native American, but rather an Italian American who went by the name of Iron Eyes Cody. Oh.
Anyway, just so that, we got to get on to what you're here for, but
hi, Jen.
He was an American. And
78. You were born in 78. That's so young. I was in college. Yeah. Wow.
This guy did a commercial. And
hold your dad.
Turned 70 this year.
Oh, okay.
About another month.
All right, so he's older than us, John. I'm going to feel so bad.
Yeah.
But this they had its commercial.
Where'd you go to high school?
Preble.
Okay.
Yeah, this commercial, and the guy was, people were throwing like trash out the window, and he was walking by, and then he just turns to the camera, and there's a tear coming down his eye. And it's like, you got to save the planet, save the country. It was very, very powerful. Very, very powerful commercial. But everybody knows he wasn't an actual American, Native American Indian, but he was, that commercial really got people thinking, oh man, we got to do something for the right reason.
Right.
Anyway, so you're doing that too with this. We're gonna go. You got teams of people. Or John and I. Give us somebody else, not just the two of us.
Was Coach Dessert there when you were there?
All right.
Bill Dessert, the old football coach, basketball. No,
it was
Jan Crawford.
Coach Prochnow was
Pat Prochnow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. My guess is, I mean, you look like you could be athletic, but I bet you
were you in cross country.
She was smart.
Because cross country is huge at Preble.
John, she was
were you in cross country?
No.
Yes or no? No?
I hate running.
Okay.
Right. All right. So you were 4.0, 3.8, 3.9, something?
I was not 4.0, but I was up there.
Right, 3.8, 3.9. You can just tell. John, those people, you didn't hang with these people. Neither did I, but I knew of you. Because I was class president. That's how I knew of you.
Oh, nice. I was in the music groups and different things like that.
That's awesome.
Do you have a woodshop? Do you ever have a woodshop class?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. But, all right, wait, so let's hear about this. So we're going to do this. We're meeting in teams. Everyone is welcome. Do you have to pre-register?
Yes.
Oh.
You can head to downtowngreenbay.com, and you will find the Trash Bash event on there. There is a sign-up link to click, just so we know how many people are coming. That way we know how many groups to have. And, yeah, head down there at 1 o'clock. Then everybody will, like I said, spread out throughout the districts. You might need to drive to your district.
Okay.
But we'll give you all the supplies you need.
You bring milk?
When you're all done, come on.
Can we bring dogs?
You could.
Okay, he might like that.
Got to pick up after him, but yeah.
No, I ain't doing it.
Yeah, I know that. Jen, you made that clear. All right, that's awesome.
But yes, come. And then people will come back to Whitney Park. I'll have something to wash up your hands, and we'll share a few treats.
Do we need to bring
anything?
Enjoy
the day. You don't have to. If you want to bring a broom and a dustpan, just in case, you know, some of the areas have the debris on the sidewalks from
What time do we reconvene?
It's basically whenever you're done with your block, so it'll be probably between 2 and 3 o'clock.
Can I bring a metal detector?
So it's only an hour and a half.
It's just a little bit of your time, but it will make a huge difference.
John's looking at me like I interrupted. I'm kind of trying to stay on subject here. John wants to know about the metal detector. You can answer that if you want. I mean,
I don't think you need it. No.
You guys don't allow that in parks, right?
I don't think so.
The reason, you don't need it. Of course you don't need it. But
no, that's the time of year you find stuff.
He's not going to pick up trash. Okay, how about adopt a block quickly?
Yes, and also check out our website. We do have another program, Adopt a Block. There's awesome opportunities for businesses and residents to take care of our blocks downtown.
Jim, cut you off a bunch. We got Amanda coming up next, but we're also going to talk to you a little bit more about this, okay?
All right.
So stick around.
Because we didn't get to all the Preble
coaches.
Can you
find out about what year did you graduate from high school?
Thank you, guys. 96.
Oh, wow. So young, it's unbelievable. Oh, my God. This is scary. We're going to start a quick break. Jenny Vandenlandenberg, downtown Green Bay. Amanda Johnson coming up. Jennifer Nowicki coming up. Jared Bush coming up. Lots going on. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Get big savings on vinyl plank flooring right now at Menards. Update the floors in your home with Great Lakes Vinyl Plank. Heritage Vinyl Plank Flooring features an attached pad for added comfort and sound absorption. It's durable, waterproof, and easy to install. Heritage Vinyl Plank Flooring is perfect for active lifestyles. And right now, it's only $369 per square foot. Big buys, big savings. Right now at Menards. Prices good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Some good 70s music you're playing there, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a theme?
I just like this song.
All right. Very nice. All right. We're at Jenny Van and Langenberg, downtown Green Bay, Trash Bash. Big event coming up this week. We've got Amanda Johnson from the Howe Resource Center here. We got Jennifer Nowicki for Small Business Spotlight. But give it to us one more time, please, Jenny, about everything going on this Thursday.
Right. Again, head down to Whitney Park for 1 o'clock this Thursday. It's going to be really a 1 hour, hour and a half commitment to get over to certain areas of the downtown. The more people we get, the, you know,
better the city's going to look.
Many hands make light work. So. Right.
And what kind of things are people going to be doing, basically?
So, yep, you're just looking around for litter, cigarette butts.
Yep.
In some of the areas, we might have you picking up sticks. There's a lot of, you know, the trees downtown. Yep. There's a lot of
just
debris, the things that, you know, sweeping some sidewalks.
And you give us the picker-upper things. What are those called?
Yep.
Yeah, you have it here.
I got the pickers for you right here.
Oh, I love these. Do we get to keep these?
You do have to bring them back.
Oh. Yes, we will. I will.
Love these.
Yeah.
Jenny, I'll make sure that
my life walking around with one of these.
They make cleaning up garbage.
Oh, God, they're so handy.
He didn't have to get us pick up his socks.
I would do that.
They'd be in your house. That's pretty good, John.
Jenny, can I buy one of these? I would buy these. Yeah. Hang on. I have to grab my glasses. They're over here.
Yeah, see, that is what... Oh, lazy.
Yeah. You know, my grandpa has one of those.
Does he really?
Yes, he picks up everything.
And her dad's 70, so her grandpa has one, John. Think about what you just said.
Hold your grandpa. He's got to be like 90.
He's 92.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Is he a veteran?
And he just got
Wow. No, it's almost like that era. It seems like everybody,
he's still.
And he just got one strong. Of those. So, yeah. John,
I love that. Where do you buy these, Jenny?
Can
you really?
Dollar store, maybe.
Yeah. Right.
Are you
right.
serious?
Yeah. And that's about what
I
they cost.
I love this.
Yeah. Okay. John's birthday is March. No, we missed it. Yeah, we did. Okay. John, just let it alone. Let's go. Hey, the other product you got.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought in the pickers.
No, that was just a little kid.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till Thursday.
Yeah. Okay, don't bring that metal detector because then you're just going to be standing around in a little corner and waiting for that beep. So, no, we don't. Okay. Jenny, the other thing you have is a program in the city called Adopt the Block, and that's a little bit more of a long-term commitment.
Yes. Yep. We do basically a one-year commitment, and this is for... any businesses, any residents, any friends of downtown that want to come in and choose a few blocks. Oh, look at you. Thank you. Oh.
John's using that picker to give her a pen. Most of us just hand them to him. But anyway, Jenny, go ahead. This is very distracting. She just knocked her off her game, John.
You did.
I know.
Anybody that loves our downtown or Old Main Street, it's a way to clean around your businesses. Keeping the areas free of litter and weeds, and just make it look nice throughout the year.
And we may adopt is one of the blocks the city deck.
So that's actually a city park. That's kind of under the parks jurisdiction.
The city deck is a city park.
Yes, it is.
I did not know this.
Yep. So the parks department keeps the city deck nice and clean. I know they have people that come through at least once a day to clean up all the litter in that area.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
So we could adopt a block around the Northland or something.
Yes, you could.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Jenny,
this
is great. We and Earth Day honoring Gaylord Nelson, who John just learned was our governor who founded Earth Day. But we're glad you're doing this, and it makes the city look clean. And then when the city's clean, people respect the city. They act better. Helps reduce crime. There's a whole lot of great things.
So
to
many
have
benefits
in a clean city.
To us all, and we are number one cities. And let's keep it that way.
Yeah. I got a bone to pick with you.
It's a great time.
I got a bone
great
to pick.
Time of year though for
we're
our spring cleaning.
Bone
so.
To pick.
Look at the
bone
time.
To pick. Bone
look
to pick.
At that time.
I want Christmas lights on our trees out front of our thing here next year. Can we work on that?
if you want to donate to downtown Green Bay, love to see
we'll
it.
We'll
do that. Yes, we will be working.
You spent $100 of my money last week donating something, which I'm fine with, but don't say will.
$140 actually I took from you last week. Jenny, it's always fun having you here.
Yes,
Jen,
thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for all you do.
Okay, are any of those rooms empty in the top of your Bellin building, completely empty?
They might be.
I want to live there. I want to live.
That's not residential.
It doesn't matter. Okay, we're going to talk, okay?
All right.
Jenny Van Lannenberg, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Rebel Hornet.
Yep.
Nice. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Amanda Johnson will be joining us. Howe Resource Center. Oh, no, she's coming in right now. Yes, she
is.
Amanda, come on in.
Jenny, thanks again. We'll see you Thursday
at
1.
Can I just keep this till Thursday and I'll bring it?
Okay.
I'll bring it Thursday.
Please take it, Jenny. Please take it and bring it back Thursday.
Can I do it, Jenny? Can just keep it till
Amanda,
Thursday? Why do you have to take
it? Yeah, take it. Take it. Take the ball. Kid can't focus.
That thing is so cool.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Good. How are you?
All right. So we're now being joined another great...
Hey, Amanda. Hi.
Another great event. Is that the word I'm looking for? What it was?
Fundraiser?
Yeah, I mean, the Howe Resource Center is just this great resource center right on Monroe Street. You do so much there for the neighborhood, obviously for the students. So what do you got going on? And how did the Dolly Parton thing go?
Yeah, you guys, quite a few people registered after I was here.
Good. Excellent.
So we're up to about 750 kids, and last time we were about 680. So
wow.
Great.
Love decent it. Amount. People are listening. So.
Fantastic.
So first of all, thanks, guys. You guys are such good supporters of everybody in this community, and the fact that you have this station that lets nonprofits, for-profits, and just it's just really great, and we really appreciate the support. So, our 7th annual Rally for a Reason is coming up. It is a unique fundraiser in that we're not, you know, the gallows are fine, you know, for other organizations, but we wanted something fun. So about 7 years ago, we started the Rally for a Reason. And if you're a fan of Amazing Race, or even if you're not, it's kind of patterned after that. So racers pay $25 a ticket, although we're going to be offering your listeners quite a bit of a discount today. So if you head over to Mino and the Mayor Facebook after us, we're going to be doing tickets for $10.
Nice.
So, $10. So for $10 on April 27th, next, 2 weeks from now, you can come out, and from 2 to 4, you basically get a team together and you go in your cars, and we have 16 different stops all around Brown County. So we give you clues to get you to the stops. And then once you're at the stop, we have some type of activity, and you get points for that, obviously.
Nice.
And then from 4 to 6, you head over to Badger State Brewery for an after party. We have live entertainment by Courtney Jean. We have a full tailgater buffet.
Wow.
And a bunch of bucket raffles. So just a really fun time, family friendly. Bring out your friends, bring out your family. And you can head over to our Facebook or our website for tickets for that. And like I said, head over to Mino and the Mayor afterwards. And in the comments, we'll put the link for the special $10 tickets.
Fantastic.
Wow. That is a fun event.
Yeah.
Now, how big are the groups that do this amazing?
Yeah, so we advise you bring at least one other person. Because, I mean, you could do it by yourself, but usually 2 to 4.
Oh, yeah, no.
As many that can fit in a car, so safely, with seatbelts, obviously. It's a really good time. It's a chance to just relax and unwind. We have some amazing sponsors that allow us to bring that for such a small price. So some of our biggest sponsors, we have the dispensary, we have Molina, we have Capital Credit Union, Cellcom, over 15 different sponsors this year.
Oh, great.
So, yeah.
The party's at 4. Where do we meet? Tell me, where do we...
Yeah, so everything starts at Badger State Brewery at 2 o'clock. So you head over to Badger State Brewery, and that's when the race is from 2 to 4. And then, like I said, everybody then comes back. The last stop ends up being Badger State Brewery, a little hint there. And then you come back, and then that's where the after party is.
Let's see. Stick around, okay? We're going to
talk a little bit more about where the money goes and how important this is and how much fun it is. I did this once.
Yeah,
this is, like, awesome.
Yeah,
Amanda Johnson, Howe Resource Center, Rally for a Reason fundraiser. We're going to talk more about that. How many different states did you live in growing up?
I have lived in statewise 10? 6, but in countries 4.
Wow.
So. Isn't that awesome?
Incredible. Yeah. We're going to set a quick break. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Ushering in the next generation of dairy plant managers, cheese curd designers. That's what UW River Falls celebrated last week. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It was Ag Day at UW River Falls. Dr. Mike Orth, the dean of College Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences at UW-River Falls, says it was a heavy emphasis on their newly reopened dairy plant.
We actually had opened up a dairy pilot plant recently, so today is the first day where we've had our, we call it Freddy's Dairy Barn, is open serving ice cream and cheese curds today for the first time in quite a while. So yeah, we've had a lot of excitement here today. Seniors here would not have ever had any cheese that had been made here at on campus, so they get that right before they leave, so something they can remember.
Dr. Mike Orth, the dean of the College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences at UW-River Falls, talking about some of the activities during their Ag Day celebration last week. Some of the attendees were also allowed to test their skill riding a mechanical bull. Well, you might feel like you're riding a mechanical bull if you're watching the marketplace this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average tanked on Friday, but commodities came up. This morning, the reverse is occurring. Numbers are next.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5.
How bad can it?
Oh!
Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time. And plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. BaseLite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about BaseLite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
On Friday, we saw the barrel cheese gain 2.5 cents to 157 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese on Friday was up 2.5 at 153.5, while the AA butter gained 2.75 cents to close the week, 292 a pound. Now this morning in Chicago, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up, December new crop corn is down 2 at 469. November soybeans down 3 at 1173. The July new crop wheat, that's down 7 right now at 564. Good news is May Class 3 milk, 11 cents stronger, 1650 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yankee.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 60. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Wednesday with rain. Heavy at times, up to an inch or more possible from tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. 41 degrees in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 44 in Oshkosh. We're having some great guests today, including... And you know what? I will say this. I apologize to all of our guests.
That's good.
Because they always
I have to do it for you.
I know. Okay. Like Jenny from downtown Green Bay came here to talk about Trash Bash. And I start talking about Preble High School and yada, yada, yada. We got Amanda here from the Howe Resource Center who fascinates me because she grew up as an Army brat, four different countries, six different bases, all these kinds of things. And we're talking about the Berlin Wall coming down. You got a piece of the Berlin Wall.
She was there.
I mean, at the time, and I knew lots of kids because we had a big Air Force base real close to my hometown up in the UP, and the kids kind of hated it in a certain way because they'd be on a team and they make friends and life is great
and then they'd move
and so they said, oh, it's not as great as you think, because I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, I didn't live anywhere in the world except my little hometown, and these kids were living all over the world. In retrospect, how was it being an Army brat, for the sake of a better word?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, for me, it really shaped who I am, because you made friends fast, and some of the drama that you might have with, like, you know...
Cliques
and friendships and things like that. You know, it was when we were in the military, it was the first Desert Storm. So families were, you know... Fathers were going off to the war. Sure. Mothers were going off to the war. So some of that stuff just didn't matter. You got really close really fast. And then we didn't have Facebook, right? I'm aging myself, obviously, but we didn't have Facebook, and you still had to call collect. Oh. So you really didn't get to stay in touch with people either, except for the snail mail, right?
Wow.
So now it's awesome. I've connected with a lot of different people that I went to school with over the years, and that's been amazing. That's been the one good thing with social media, is having that connection. But you love fast. You love hard, and then you just kind of have to forget and you move on, right?
Wow.
And it makes you who you are, and it makes some of the little stuff not matter, right? It makes some of the little stuff just when you live in it, especially when your father or your mother is a service member, it's a whole different life, because it's sometimes life or death, right?
Absolutely.
Our veterans are saying goodbye to their kids and going off to fight in a war, and it makes life just a little, I guess, just not so serious, because
makes it real.
It makes it real, yeah. And sometimes you can get really angry when people start getting into about veterans and things like that. And if I wasn't in this nonprofit, I'd be in a nonprofit working with veterans.
Awesome.
Near and dear to my heart.
So cool.
Yeah.
And the other thing that what you're doing, and you have a nonprofit demeanor about yourself.
Yeah,
you're just a really, a lot of good people, but people who I think give their lives to that know they're never going to be rich, but they also know that the world's going to be
a
better place.
It's
a great cause.
Yeah.
And this Howe Resource Center, which I know a little bit about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I just...
Yeah,
I,
you're
I,
a huge supporter.
Well, I just think it's a great, great center that we have here in Green Bay. And those nonprofits always need money. And there's a lot of ways to raise money. You have one of the... Funner's not a word. Is it more fun? Whatever. It's just a great...
It's different, right?
Tell us a little bit more about that Rally for a Reason.
Yeah. So our Rally for a Reason is just a fun, amazing race type style race where you get to go all around Brown County and you do 16 different stops. It's really affordable, especially with a discount. The money raised is through our sponsors. They give us the opportunity to have the discounted tickets. We know that not everybody can afford a $100 gala and that doesn't mean people don't want to give back. And so we wanted an opportunity to just have a fun event where we could just come, have fun together, laugh. And it's been really well attended. COVID obviously put a break on it, just like everybody else's. So last year we had over 125 participants. This year we're on track for even more of that.
Awesome.
And so it's about 25 to 40 teams, depending on how many people register. And you go out and have fun.
Beautiful.
There's some money involved if you win. Nothing big. It's a nonprofit.
And tell us the mission statement, basically, in a few words, of the Howe Resource Center.
Yeah, so our goal is to ensure that children and their families are safe, healthy, and ready for academic and life success. Kids don't ask to be born. plain and simple. They have barriers placed in front of them based on different environments and things like that. No parent wants to wake up and say, today I want my child to have a miserable day. But things happen in life, and so our goal is to reduce those barriers for the kids. And so everything we do is about that child, whether or not it's the how child. We do have programs that serve all of Brown County. So in those programs, whether it's the child that lives in Denmark or that lives in De Pere, we're just really trying to make sure that they have the things needed and the barriers reduced.
Beautiful.
And you guys really pinch your pennies over there. You do. You run a great operation. And, this money is going to get these barriers out of the kids' way so they can really live life the way life, designed. It's supposedly designed.
Yeah.
And some of us just had that opportunity. So, yeah, I think this is great. The other thing I just want to give a how much fun this amazing race thing is this is a fun fundraiser. I mean, we're going to have fun. John and I are going to win.
Yeah.
But it's fun that you get to these 16 places. You learn a little bit about your community.
You do.
And you also... It's a little competitive towards the end.
It's competitive, and we really make sure to focus on some on our businesses that maybe don't get enough, attention because we try to go to the more smaller businesses and things like that.
Give them that exposure. Awesome.
We're huge about collaboration. We even have a couple nonprofits on our race this year. Can't give too much away, but we have two or three nonprofits that we want to bring some more. We want to bring awareness to as well. So one of the stops is taking you to that nonprofit so you can learn about that nonprofit. Right. As well, because we feel like sometimes if you're not the loudest in the bunch, you're not necessarily heard. And so there's a really good lot of great things going on in Brown County. You guys, like I said, you do a really good job of showcasing us. We're all in this together at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
But we're really fortunate. Our sponsors, I think I mentioned last time, we don't have overhead costs because of our relationship with the Green Bay School District that was formed 30 years ago. We don't pay a mortgage or a rent, nor do we pay electricity or anything like that. Why I say that is that means that all funds go to direct services.
Beautiful.
So the money we raise from the rally, which accounts for about 30% of our budget, goes directly to the kids. It goes directly to the program.
Two last quick questions.
Yeah.
Give us the synopsis again on how people can take part in the rally.
Yeah.
And how's your book program going?
Yeah. So the rally, you can go either to our Facebook, How Community Resource Center. You can go to our website. I'm going to, in your comments on Mino and the Mayor, go to Mino and the Mayor. And that's where the special link will be for the $10 tickets per person. And children 12 and under are free. I forgot to mention that. So the rally's pretty simple. You'll come to Badger State Brewery from 2 to 4 on April 27th. You do the race, and then you come back, and then we have an after party with Courtney Jean, a wonderful entertainer, amazing up-and-coming entertainer, and then also a tailgate. That's all included in that $10 ticket, by the way.
Wow.
We have bucket raffles. We have a Packer football. Oh, and we also are raffling off for a brand-new indoor smoker grill.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah. So, library, the
doctor. I just want to say the tickets are normally $25.
Normally $25, and we're offering $10.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
we want really... people to come out and have a good time. So,
that is great. You're doing that.
And the library is doing really well. We, like I said, I think we increased by like 70 kids registered after I was on the show last time. So, thank you so much for the awareness. It just simply means more books in the hands of kids. And we get excited when we see the babies just being born. And get registered, because that means they're going to get a whole 5 years. And another shout out to George Crest Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the money, we are actually funded for more than 3 years. So
beautiful.
We're going to keep this going, and we're still actively, if you're out there and you're a business and you want to jump on board with the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, know that your any money you donate would go directly to the books. No overhead costs is that as well. So we're looking to fund. We want to get the county funded. We want to get other zip codes funded. And that my goal is, if I come in here in a year, to announce to you that the county's funded. So you guys
beautiful.
Have to hold me that.
Today. Absolutely. All right. I still
good.
Say, I told you that I was in the Dr. Seuss book club or whatever.
Yeah.
The greatest thrill in the world is when you go to the post office and there's this package for you and it's this brand new book. I still remember that like it was yesterday. So I think that's an amazingly wonderful thing you do for these kids.
Yeah. You do a lot of good things.
And an homage to my mom, who unfortunately has Alzheimer's and doesn't remember anymore. But one of the things she always used to say is, if you can read, you can do anything.
Absolutely. Right. So, I'm a firm believer in that. Beautiful. Thank you so much for what
this
you do for the area,
Thank
Amanda.
You as well.
This is great. This is super.
27th.
And someday we're going to Anier, we're not going to talk about anything except growing up on Army bases your entire life.
I would seriously, guys, I would talk about that all day.
I would love it. So I would love it. We're doing
super
that.
I would love to do that. Okay. So sign me up.
Awesome. Amanda Johnson, Howe Resource Center. Amazing, amazing organization. Yeah. Rally for a Reason fundraiser. Go to your, go to our website too.
Your website. Let's go to your website. Okay. And then we'll bring more people there.
There you go. Go to Mine on the Mayor. Find out more about this. This is awesome. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you. Right. Thanks, guys.
See come in anytime. Yeah. What you do is so important.
Thank you.
Great. Wonderful stuff. Fantastic stuff. And then we're bringing in Jennifer Nowicki,
right.
Small Business Spotlight, Cultivate Taste.
That's pretty cool. That whole tea thing. And
I know.
It's amazing what she's done. And
I know.
Ties to New York. And it's really cool. It'll be fun talking to her. I will tell you, Amanda really, she really knows what she's talking about.
Really?
You think so? She's very confident. I don't know if it's that military back. She's very confident. She brings in no notes.
Yes.
And just knows does everything. Yeah. So that's very cool.
She's like a female me almost.
Oh, geez. She's a little bit more organized and a lot more.
A little more professional. A lot more professional.
I always say that. It's Monday.
She's awesome. I'm not even kidding, though, Amanda. I want you to come in here one day for an entire segment, talk about growing up on Army bases.
See you at 27. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Very cool. Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Jennifer and Whitney, this is going to be fun. You've got quite a story. And I want to
hear. That's why I'm here, Jim.
She is the only certified tea specialist. But before we get to all that, tell me about Jennifer.
I grew up in Green Bay.
Love it.
I started drinking tea with my grandmother. We actually drank green tea at the time.
Right.
I don't know. Are we talking actually on here or not?
Yeah, you're live on the air
right now.
We're on the radio. You're on the radio right now.
That's why you're talking into a microphone. Yeah. And there's a producer on the other side. We have headphones on.
Yeah.
Other than that.
He's giving us all kinds of cues and stuff like that. Other than that, we're just talking about ourselves.
And that's why the clock is ticking and your name is up on the screen.
Oh, gosh.
But so, yes, we are on the radio.
My mom was such a diehard. That's all. The only thing she ever drank was tea. Lipton tea.
Oh, no,
But
that was probably back in the day, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because my grandmother, that type of tea, because I think that's all she, you know, that was really around here at that time, so.
Did you ever have Salada tea? S-A-L-A-D-A. Did you ever hear of that one?
No.
Okay, the reason I say that, what?
That's just, okay.
Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't. I think you didn't hear your grandma right. She just said, John, that's a lot of tea.
My mom.
Yeah, but she just said, John, you're drinking a lot of tea. That's a lot of tea. Get it?
Yeah. So anyway.
Wow.
Todd, look. No, the reason I'm saying this is I got my mom to switch over to Salada tea for a while when I was a little kid. Because what you would get in the pack of tea, you'd get this coin. It was an NFL football player coin. And they are really valuable. Todd, could you look those up, please?
Sure, I will.
Salada tea, NFL quarterback coins. And they're really valuable now, is what I'm saying, Jim. They're really valuable. Did anybody out there ever collect those coins? Salada
tea? That worked.
NFL coins? What?
I'd never heard of it. Neither did this Jennifer, who is like a tea guru. Hey, Jennifer,
Hi, Jennifer.
I think that's really cool that you have you had this relationship with your grandmother really over tea. I mean, you had a lot of great discussions and you're obviously healthy and I'm sure your grandma lived a long time.
She did.
Okay.
Tea is that was partially why,
My grandma my mom lived to 92.
Right.
My grandmother, she was like 88 and my grandfather was like 95.
And they both drank tea. They say there's nothing better for you than tea.
Tell us you have a business built around tea.
I don't like tea. Yes. Do you like tea?
I think, Earl Grey, I like certain kinds of tea.
You gotta have a certain type of taste for it. Hey,
there's too many teas out there, I think.
I love iced tea.
Okay.
But he loads it up with sugar, which is not good for you.
No, I don't.
You get sweet tea at that last place we went to.
Okay, one place.
Okay. Hey, back to you, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi. Hi. You're on the air.
I didn't know.
Todd, did you find that website?
I did. When you come back, we can talk a little bit about
that. Thank you.
Okay.
So,
okay. Jennifer's our guest because we spotlight unique businesses, great businesses, entrepreneurial businesses in our community, and you are one of them. Oh, that's the music. I was looking at my phone.
I know. I thought it was the doorbell or something.
Todd, don't do this to us. It's Monday.
We're going to learn more about your business. 70s music.
We're going to learn about your business.
One of the all-time great What?
We're going to learn more about a business, how people can
bar
get great
room
tea.
Queen in Memphis.
Get up her sticker on. This gets much better.
Okay.
Honky Tonk Woman. 1969, number one song.
Yes, I've heard of it, but I don't. Okay.
All right.
All right. Jennifer, we're going to be right
back.
Kiss the
crowd, Jennifer.
All right.
We're going to talk about.
When we come back, you're going to be on the radio. This hasn't been on the radio. We've just been talking amongst ourselves.
That is not true.
So don't worry about it.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mondo the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday morning. Jennifer Nowicki, Small Business Spotlight. Talking about tea, and I shouldn't have said that they don't like tea, but I didn't. You know what? My mom used to want me to have tea with her, and it was Lipton tea.
Okay, yeah.
And I could never get it to taste good, Lipton tea, when you're like 7 years old.
Oh, well, it's Lipton tea. That might be part of it, because it's
a big part of it.
It's CTC. It's pre-cut. It has, because it's cut so small, it exposed to air, so it goes stale quicker.
Oh, no. So, very interesting.
Jennifer, though, this isn't just someone who liked tea. I mean, you are the only certified tea specialist in Wisconsin since 2009. You pursue education. You said you just came back from a conference, like last night.
Tea Festival, where I was selling tea in Chicago.
Okay. You've got a great store on Broadway. I've been there. You have the high-end tea. Lipton isn't even mentioned in your store, much less displayed. And you have the equipment to make it's not really called equipment, but you have stuff to make the tea right. I mean, it's
correct.
Part of the reason tea is good or not good is the way it's prepared.
Partially because of how it's prepared, the temperature, how long you steep it. There's also a lot about how the tea is grown, because the terroir is also extremely important too.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was pointing to you. There's a lady out there picking up trash with one of those things that we just had.
We
here.
Just had the
yes,
that Jenny
exactly.
brought us.
Yes.
Right.
She's out there doing that.
Yes, I see that.
I can't
but
wait.
We
for
also
that.
Have a guest in the studio. So anyway, you have.
I get distracted easily sometimes. I apologize.
But tea it's growing, right? I mean, there's
huge.
Totally tea shops now.
It's
they don't even have coffee.
It almost like coffee with Starbucks. Tea is going that way now, isn't it?
But coffee.
And it's so much better for you, isn't it?
But coffee shops offer tea, but tea shops, you guys are kind of hoity-toity. You don't really offer coffee.
I don't actually offer any coffee. It's just,
which is fine.
I mean, there's incredible. If you go across the United States, you'll find many, many different places that have tea that don't even serve coffee. There's some that might have just a little, you know, like just regular brewed, and then they might.
Okay, let me ask you this though, medically or scientifically, or whatever. Why? Because you keep reading. I keep reading about these things because I'm kind of a health nut. I don't mean to something weird.
Oh my God!
What,
John? Don't lie to us.
I kind of am, Jim.
Jeez,
I read about a lot of stuff. I read about a lot of healthy stuff.
I didn't say you didn't read about it, but you said you told like a truth and then a lie. You said I read about healthy stuff, and then you continued that with I'm kind of a health guy.
Look at
him. Anyway, go ahead. Let's get back to the tea. So your store.
No, may I finish, please?
All right, Jennifer.
What makes it so healthy? Because everything I read about, you know, healthy things, tea is like at the top of the list.
Exercise.
For a person. Diet. Okay, just relax, Jim, please. Just for a person living longer. Tea is one of the main ingredients in a person's life.
Probably one of the things is L-theanine. It's an antioxidant. There's a lot of ECGCs. There's, if you get certain, like shade-grown Japanese teas. There will be intensification of the chlorophyll, which will be has vitamin C. There's anything from if you do pu'ers or dark teas, it can help settle the stomach. If you have like dementia, Alzheimer's, you know, all those old, you know, when you get older, brain right. kind of diseases,
right.
white tea, extremely healthy for you. I mean, it's just...
Is that what you?
It's
mean?
Almost like a miracle drug. Tea is.
Well, I don't know. I'm not gonna believe it.
I've read on this. I've studied.
John, you've really read the L-theanine and the chlorophyll. Okay, good. Yeah. That's good. All right. So
you want me to get started in chlorophyll? Because I could go on all day. Sorry, apologize. Yeah. Okay.
So wow. where do you get this? You contract with some small farm. How do you get this?
Do you grow tea? Where do you get tea from?
I source it direct from the different farms in the different origin countries.
Is it India?
India's one, Sri Lanka, I get Vietnam, Taiwan, really? Thailand, Japan, China. I literally represented the U.S. tea industry in two World Tea Conferences in China, where I'm literally dealing with the people who are the heads of the Tea Association from, you know, UK, Canada, Russia.
And you're the United States representative?
One of eight.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. We got the top of the wrong here,
do,
buddy.
Always.
Wow.
There it is, my VIP badge. I was literally
and
able
it's
to.
It's all in Japanese or something?
Chinese. Because it's in China.
Well, like you would have known the difference.
Well, when it said China, that was my first clue, but I don't know. But it could have been Japan. Easy. Okay. So.
Well, the head of Japan was also yeah. there, too.
I'm sure he was, but he yes. probably said Japan on his thing.
I know.
So,
do anyway. You guys, let me ask this, if you're a serious tea aficionado, do you put anything in it at all, like
nope.
sugar? No, okay.
Oh, I haven't in a long time, because when I became certified tea specialist, we did a lot of cupping, which is, it helps develop your palate so you can tell what a certain tea should taste like. Like, you know, you cup Dragonwell with Longjin, and it you learn how it, ideally, what a Dragonwell should taste like. So there's different steps, and I actually do. My Tuesday tea tasting is I'm basically doing cupping so people here can develop their palates and see what...
I want to come to that. I'm serious.
You should.
Because I want to start drinking.
Oh, you want to develop your taste buds?
Right. Yes.
And good. I think we so all healthy. Feel better now about yeah. that. Yes.
Wow.
He'll do the L-theanine.
You see what life is like for me every day? Well, do you see?
Okay,
do you see? How did you get into this? I mean, you said you drank with your, but I mean, how become so devoted to it?
It was as I lived in Seattle in my early mid-20s. And if you go there, there's a huge Asian population. So I was able to go there and find some exquisite loose leaf teas. And that's really where I got into loose leaf. And then I knew I wanted to do something more. And that's when I became certified. It's because I just felt like I needed more education before I tried to sell. Because I didn't feel like I, you know, didn't feel comfortable selling something if I didn't know much about it.
Sure.
And the industry too. And you just not only know the product, but I mean, you look at these countries you work with. It's unbelievable. Hey, tell me about that Tuesday. Cause I think people all kind of want to be tea connoisseurs, but they're like, you guys, again, I don't want to say you're hoity toity, but you guys are a little different than coffee.
Yeah.
Tell me how this Tuesday education.
I want to become one of them.
Yeah, no, me too.
It's basically six different teas. I can do anything from, right now, I won't be able to do the Taiwanese dugalongs because I don't have enough. Those all already
I'm
sold
not
out.
Coming.
I do six different Chinese oolongs. I can do six Japanese green teas. And it's just basically as you go through the steps, and it's basically what a professional cupping is because I was literally trained in that. And I actually took literally a class just in cupping.
Well, what is
what do you
cupping?
Mean by, yeah, what is
that
cupping?
Is that like a cup?
It's basically where you learn to develop your palate. You go through these different steps, and it's also very sensory also because that helps the taste profile.
Okay. So, all right. Tell
so
me,
smell and everything is big into it?
Yes. Oh, there's all
right. Okay. Stick around.
Are we going to stick around?
Can we keep around?
Okay. I want to learn more about this. We don't know what we're talking about.
Do you have some? Can you bring us some? I want to taste it. Do you have any with you?
All right.
You got some?
We're there. Okay. We'll be right back after the break.
Can I have your media pass that's in Chinese?
That is a cool lanyard.
So cool.
That is cool.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Back up. Jared Bush will be joining us.
That's...
your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.